Chief Inspector Carl Holmes has been in the safety business for a long time.
To my core, safety is what I've done for the last 23 years, be it on the streets, be it partnering with the DEA, ATF when I was in narcotics, whether it was teaching young officers up at the academy.
In October, the veteran Philadelphia cop turned his focus towards the district's 200-plus schools and their roughly 150,000 students. It's an important gig and a challenging one. The district's ongoing budget crisis has left many schools without the support staffers they previously relied on to help keep the hallways safe. In the wake of 24 school closings last June, some students from rival neighborhoods are now going to school together. Holmes says that makes him even more determined to help keep the peace.
Ultimately, the children that inhabit our schools are going to become the adults that inhabit our neighborhoods and our cities and lead the way. So I think if we can get a handle on a lot of the disorder, I won't even say criminality, the disorder and some of the lack of respect issues, I think that'll go a long way in creating a better society of the future.
Holmes's goals are simple to say, but difficult to achieve. Reduce the number of violent incidents in schools and the number of schools on the state's persistently dangerous list. Last school year, more than 2,700 violent incidents were reported. There are two schools on the state's persistently dangerous list, Lincoln High School in Northeast Philadelphia and Sayre High School in West Philadelphia. I'm Aaron Moselle, WHYY News.